important is it to be in tune with your circadian clock? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jennifer Hurley, assistant professor of biological sciences at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, delves into this question.
Most life on Earth is tuned to the planet's 24-hour cycle by a system we call the circadian clock. This clock creates daily oscillations in many organisms, including humans, and controls a great deal of physiology, for example, the sleep-wake cycle. Interfering with the circadian clock is a serious affair. Research shows that people who regularly function out of sync with their circadian clocks, like night shift workers, exhibit increased rates of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and many more ailments. Circadian clocks are built to receive and interpret information from the environment. However, until recently, scientists assumed that the clock was buffered against effects of most constant environmental conditions, reasoning that a clock should tick consistently regardless of its surroundings. However, our research challenges that assumption. Our work investigated the circadian clock of a plankton that had adapted to living in water contaminated by dissolved road salt. By tracking the plankton's clock at the molecular level, using levels of messenger RNA, we found that the circadian clock in these plankton had stopped ticking, even when the dissolved road salt was no longer present. Put plainly, this suggests that the adaptation to tolerate an environmental contaminant can permanently suppress circadian functions long after the contaminant is gone. The potential implications of this research are substantial. From an environmental perspective, plankton, which are a food source for many fish, may be making a monumental trade-off in their effort to tolerate environmental contaminants. As plankton participate in a daily migration that may be guided by their circadian clock, the disruption of plankton clocks could affect an entire aquatic ecosystem. From a human health perspective, the circadian clock in humans is similar to that in plankton. Therefore, our research suggests that it is possible that the human clock may also be affected as a result of exposure to environmental contamination, implying that environmental contaminants could have a broader human health effect than what is currently recognized.
That was Jennifer Hurley of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.